Reporting on headlines from around the region, I'm Ryan Gatenby on News Talk 104.5 KVEL.
Presented by Main Street Auto and 3rd East Napa.
Utah officials are asking residents to participate in a statewide survey aimed at increasing life jacket use. The Utah Division of Outdoor Recreation and the University of Utah hope the survey will identify why some boaters choose not to wear life jackets and help shape future safety campaigns. Officials say the anonymous survey is open to Utah residents 18 and older and takes about 10 to 15 minutes to complete. Utah wildlife officials say homeowners may see more bats during July and August as young bats begin leaving their roosts for the first time. The Division of Wildlife Resources says Utah is home to 18 species of bats, which play an important role by feeding on insects. If bats are found roosting in a home, officials recommend contacting a licensed wildlife control company because it is illegal to kill bats in Utah. The federal government is asking for public nominations of long-distance biking trails that could receive national recognition and additional support. The effort focuses on trails at least 80 miles long, with Utah's Bonneville Shoreline Trail among those expected to be nominated. Reporting on headlines from around the region, I'm Ryan Gatenby on News Talk 104.5 KVEL.
Andy Ortiz, when I lost my mom, she was only 46, and I lost my dad to cancer. It was the worst pain I ever felt. It made me think, what will happen with the people I love when my time is up? That's why I have life insurance. Ethos makes it easy. It's all online, take about 10 minutes, and you can get up to $3 million in coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.